home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
And we welcome you into the Arvest Bank postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as the Mountain Home Lady Bombers have defeated the Lady Panthers of Greenbrier by a score of 46-33. Taking a look at the final numbers for the games, and the game stats for tonight's game are brought to you by Strider Consulting for all your surveying and engineering needs. Contact Strider Consulting. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Well, leading the way for Mountain Home was Peyton Husky. She was one of those two players in double figures for the Lady Bombers with 21 points. 15 of those came from behind the arc, and then in the final quarter, she was 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Hannah Pfeiffer with 18 points, all of hers from behind the arc as well. 3 on the night for Madeline Collins, and 2 points each for Anna Grace Foreman and for Mally Tabor. For Greenbrier, they had one player in double figures, and that was Braylee Simmons with 11 points. 6 on the night for Arden Naylor, 5 for Kayla Gilpin. 3 points each for Hannah Donham, Haley Moss, and Lily Mahan, and then 2 points on the night for Bliss Harmon. Well, this game had 4 ties and 4 lead changes, and most of that came in the first half. That's that third quarter, Mountain Home kind of pulled away and led by double digits for a good chunk of it, and ended up winning by double digits as they got the 13-point victory. We'll take another break. We'll come back and put a wrap on this Arvest Bank postgame show in just a moment. Again, our final score, Mountain Home defeating Greenbrier tonight by a score of 46-33. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today, or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
And we welcome you back into the RVS Bank postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as the Mountain Home Lady Bombers won their last road contest of the regular season, defeating Greenbrier tonight 46-33. And with that victory, Mountain Home snaps their 3-game losing streak. They improved to 12-13 on the season, 5-6 in the 6A, 5A2. Greenbrier is going to drop to 4-22 overall. They are now 2-9 in district play. So, again, Lady Bombers win by 13, and they'll wrap up the regular season on Tuesday night against Searcy. And that's going to wrap up this RVS Bank postgame show. Now, we're going to take kind of an extended intermission right now. They've got a bunch of kids from nearby Spring Hill Elementary out on the court doing a bunch of basketball drills to try to, I guess, show off what they've learned over the year. So while that's going on, we'll send it back to Brad to bring you some music. And we will get back to you when we are ready to begin the boys' portion of our broadcast. Again, Mountain Home defeats Greenbrier in this girls' game at 46-33. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner.